This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Cabinet made of particle board. Yes, I keep saying that it can't go on like this much longer without huge reaction and pushback, but whenever it comes, which I swear it will, it won't be soon enough. I can't be the only one who wonders just how low they can go, but we must be close to seeing the nadir of obsequious behavior in the first big U.S. cabinet meeting. This cabinet seems not to have any hardwood at all, just particle board ready to collapse in the first hard rain. Maybe I should say rain, not rain, as in imperial behavior, rather than something having to do with much dreaded climate. If all reports are to believe, and how could we doubt them, the cabinet met in order to be schooled and lectured by the co-president, Elon Musk. In a rarity, he seems to apologize for stopping Ebola research in a, whoops gang, my bad, but otherwise it was toe the line or don't let the door hit you on the way out. On the stopwatch, he talked more than anyone other than Trump. This wasn't really a cabinet meeting in any sense of top department heads discussing the state of the nation and how they're handling it. No way. This was a meeting in the teacher's lounge where all the substitutes get read the riot act for allowing too many bathroom passes. There are a couple of things that are amazing in these reports. One, it pains me to say it, is Trump's newfound discipline. As one of the world's great narcissists, he's managed in these opening minutes to submerge his egotism and self-regard to create an attack dog enforcer for his wishes and whims. He was sending a message that he still holds the leash, but seems willing to take the chance of seeming second fiddle while Elon puts just enough sugar in his coffee. Musk is no fool. I'm not sure anyone has ever been photographed in a meeting of the cabinet in a ball cap, but there was Musk going MAGA all the way. There seems no distance between them, which is discouraging for the rest of the country. I swear it can't last, but for now, it's horrific. The other thing that surprises is the humiliating subservience around the table. Sure, they all made a deal with the devil to get the job and lost their souls doing it, but many of these folks saw themselves as big-timers and world-shakers, at least in the mirror. Former Senator Mark Rubio was a candidate for president himself not so long ago. Now he seems more secretary to Musk than Secretary of State. Robert Kennedy Jr. held himself in such esteem that he was willing to preach crazy and ignore the death count, but now is silent as a lamb. Some of these folks were billionaires, recently seeing themselves as titans of industry. Now they're teeny tots. Hard to count on any of them doing anything close to the right thing until the deluge comes. They can't miss the message that Trump believes he has Musk on a leash, true or not, but he has them all on a very short rope, and given the quality of his recruitment of yes people, he's making it clear he will pull it hard on a minute's notice. For now, heaven help the child and give us some grace as well. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.